Hello everyone and welcome to the commentary track for Strip 015. I wanted to record this track tonight because it's kind of a little bit of a significant event in the strip. This strip in particular marks the end of what I would consider to be the prologue, and the next strip you will see will be the beginning of Act 1. This prologue is just sort of meant to introduce the characters to you, sort of set up the tone of the strip, and kind of dump you into the story, and just kind of give you an idea of what you have to look forward to in the future. The strip itself, I wasn't planning on actually creating until I had created and posted the previous strip, and I did not care for that strip at all, really. I felt that it was just kind of lacking something, it just didn't feel like a great way to end the prologue, and so I went back and wrote this strip. I like it a lot. It feels like a combination of the previous strip and then the Sunset strip as well, kind of taking what those two strips were saying and going a little bit further with it by giving the robot a little bit of private time. It's actually the first time in our story in which the robot is alone, in that there's no one that he's really talking to necessarily, and then there's nobody around that, you know, can say anything back to him. So he's kind of having this little personal private moment. And in that moment, we're seeing a little bit of how this robot, truly feels. He's optimistic. He's happy all around, but he does have these moments where he kind of feels alone, and so we see that here. Hopefully, we see that here. So I really like the strip. I like. I think my favorite part about it is the passed out crab in the last panel. He's kind of a difficult character to draw sometimes just because he's just a couple big round shapes, and it's kind of difficult to, make him sort of emote and gesture in a way that's humorous, but I think I captured it pretty well there. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy the strip, and I'll talk to you again another time.